Talking to Dave Scott Daly, the horse trainer here at the 2016 Oklahoma City Farm Show. Scott, you're back again. This is several years you've actually been here at the Oklahoma City Show.
I know it's been, I think, at least seven or something like that. Yeah, it's always a pleasure coming in town here in Oklahoma City. I always enjoy everybody coming out and stuff, and I appreciate y'all giving away the round pin.
That's right.
Can't forget about that. I mean, it's free to you know, put your name in the hat right there, basically, and you want to do it as much as you can, and we'll dang sure get away, won't we?
That's right. On Saturday, we'll be giving that away. Sure. And, you know, give me a little bit of a feel of what the folks are going to be seeing as you work with these horses you've got this year.
You know, like this morning, or, well, at 11 o'clock there, I did a horse that he wasn't halter broke. They just slipped like a halter on him, basically, and they actually he was a stud, and they gelded him like a week before. They was wanting to bring him pretty bad, and he goes, well, he tried to paw the vet whenever they tried to slide this halter on in a squeeze chute, and he was pretty, I mean, friendly with him that front end a little bit, but you know, he ended up working out. I mean, the horse wanted to finally get some confidence and what I was, you know, trying to show him and stuff, and he figured out I wasn't going to hurt him. And you know, he bucked and bellered around there and dang sure got it on pretty good. But I rode him around, and he got along really good and still stood on him and cracked the bullwhip and swung a rope on him and stuff. And, the people that owned him really liked that and was really impressed. So I just try to go do my thing and stick to my techniques and try not to get in a big old argument with them horses, because they weigh a heck of a lot more than I do, that's for sure.
Really. Now, you know, maybe a tip or two as far as, you know, for a guy that's not real experienced with horses, they've got a horse or two, what do they need to be doing about more than anything else to do, you know, really get to know the horse?
You know, I tell you what, you know, a horse demands respect just as much as a person demands respect. And, you know, a lot of times I see people, they'll get in a horse's way and cause more of a problem for themselves and that horse than anything. So, you know, pay attention. Don't try to love on them too much. I don't saying don't beat on them or nothing like that. You know, they need to have respect for you and stay out of your space. You know, pay attention about where you are with the horse and where you're at, you know, around and on the horse. And when you're riding the horse around, pay attention to everything's kind of going on. You know, I mean, it's so easy. There's little things that I see people do a lot of times that they get in their way, and that's where they get into a bind and they have a wreck, this, that, and other. You know, prepare your horse before you're going to go ride him if you haven't rode him in a while, and maybe lope him around there. Make sure he doesn't, you know, if he's going to pitch or something like that, usually you'll see it right then. I mean, make him break a sweat, stretch him legs out, you know, that way he's a lot better, a lot loosened up and everything, and I think that'll help quite a little bit.